And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 31st of May, 2015. It's the birthday of Walt Whitman, born in West Hills, Long Island, New York, 1819. Worked as a typesetter in a print shop. He was a teacher, a journalist, newspaper editor. Worked as a carpenter, which was his father's trade. And he was living with his mother in Brooklyn when he read an essay by Ralph Waldo Emerson, The Poet, which said, "The new United States needed a poet to capture its spirit," and the young Whitman decided he was that poet. He later said, "I was simmering, simmering, simmering. Emerson brought me to a boil." He began work on his collection, Leaves of Grass, writing an American epic celebrating the common man, did most of the typesetting for the book himself, made sure the edition would fit in a pocket, paid for the publication of 795 copies out of his own pocket. He was 37 years old. At the beginning, Whitman was criticized for being openly erotic. One reviewer called the book a mass of stupid filth. He kept expanding Leaves of Grass. 146 poems were added for the third edition. Thoreau did not care for his poetry, neither did Willa Cather. She referred to Whitman as that dirty old man. But Ralph Waldo Emerson praised him as the most extraordinary piece of wit and wisdom America has yet contributed. Walt Whitman left New York when his brother was wounded in the Civil War. He walked all the way to Virginia and to Washington, D.C. to serve as a volunteer hospital nurse. And though he was unconventional in his manners and his clothing, Whitman found work as a clerk in the Department of the Interior until one of the brass discovered that he was the man who had written Leaves of Grass, and he was fired. But a friend of Whitman's arranged for him to be transferred to the Attorney General's office, and the friend wrote a pamphlet entitled The Good Gray Poet, which praised Whitman's nobleness of character. And the pamphlet helped to change the average reader's perception of Walt Whitman. Instead of a bawdy nonconformist, he became the good gray poet, the wise old man. He spent the last 20 years of his life revising, expanding Leaves of Grass. The eighth and final edition came out in 1891. Whitman said it was at last complete after 33 years of hackling at it, all times and moods of my life, fair weather and foul, all parts of the land in peace and war, young and old. Today, most scholars agree that Whitman probably was gay, though when he was asked directly toward the end of his life, he declined to answer. Walt Whitman, who said, "I cock my hat as I please, indoors and out." Born on this day on Long Island in 1819. Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski entitled All That. The only things I remember about New York City in the summer are the fire escapes and how the people go out on the fire escapes in the evening when the sun is setting on the other side of the buildings, and some stretch out and sleep there while others sit quietly where it's cool. And on many of the window sills sit pots of geraniums or planters filled with red geraniums, and the half-dressed people rest there on the fire escapes, and there are red geraniums everywhere. This is really something to see rather than to talk about. It's like a great, colorful, and surprising painting, not hanging anywhere else. Charles Bukowski's poem All That from Open All Night, published by Black Sparrow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.